Well, I am launching a new documentary series called The Power of Private Money. And it's focused on the answer to government authoritarianism, financial dictatorships, how governments and central banks are stealing from you constantly through money printing, which is a rigged system. It's a slave system. And solutions are available. And by the way, those solutions of private digital money are found in the cryptocurrency space. And I now understand that private digital currency is going to become the future of money transactions among free people on our planet. The slaves will try to exist in the fiat currency system for as long as they can. You know, they'll take the universal basic income handouts and they'll watch hyperinflation erode the value of their dollars or whatever currency, their euros, their yen. And they will be left with nothing because that's where fiat currencies are going. They're going to zero. And this is now very clear following the collapse of the debt ceiling negotiations in the U.S. and the fact that both the GOP and the Democrats are completely tied to just endless printing, endless debt. There's no paying down the debt in the United States. It's never going to happen. It's going to end in catastrophe. And yet, there's an off-ramp. Right now, there's an off-ramp. There's an exit from that system. You don't have to go down with the Titanic. There's an alternative system. And that system starts, believe it or not, with Bitcoin, by the way, although that's not the answer to everything. But Bitcoin is universal digital money that cannot be manipulated. It can't be rigged by governments. That's what makes it incredibly special. And yet there are things that are even more advanced than Bitcoin, such as privacy coins that we'll talk about. So this new series that launches June 24th, 2023, and I think that's a Saturday, I hope it is, launches June 24th at Brighteon University. The website is brightu.com, brightu.com. Episode one is airing, actually, depending on when you hear this, but I mean, it's airing this coming Monday as part of Brighteon Broadcast News. And I'm sorry, I don't have a calendar in front of me for that day. That's episode one. And then episodes two through seven, there are seven episodes total, will air at brightu.com. And in these episodes, I've invited Uncle V, V for Victory. That's his name, Uncle V for Victory. He's joining to talk about Epic Cash. And he's been an advocate of Epic Cash for a couple of years now. And he taught me a lot about Epic Cash. And then I've taught him a lot about, well, accounting and business and cash flow operations and banking system, things like that. We've taught each other, is the point, a lot of different things. And we've recorded so far two episodes out of the seven, and it's going great. I think you're going to find these to be very educational and also entertaining a little bit. We have some fun stuff going on involving my dog and Rubik's cubes and back and forth banter, things like that. So it's a fun episode to watch, but it's highly educational. And by the way, it's not solely about Epic Cash. We talk about Bitcoin. We talk about Monero. We talk about crypto in general. We talk about Mimblewimble blockchains. Epic is just one rendition of, I think, the best technology that's available today to kind of fulfill the original vision, the Satoshi vision of Bitcoin. Epic Cash is just one of those. But there are principles that we discuss that apply across the board to all digital private money systems. And we talk about CBDCs. So how governments are going to try to trap you in a slave system of monetary control, where, yeah, it's a digital currency system, but they track everything and they can limit you, they can control you, and they can freeze your access to your account if you don't behave. You know, if you don't bow down during Pride Month or whatever, or if you vote for the wrong candidate, or if you criticize the State Department, you know how this goes. They will block you from being able to use your digital wallet, the CBDC wallet. So that's why we all have to make a choice, which is what this series is about. We have to make a choice to choose a decentralized monetary system. And this is already changing the world, and I think it's going to while I know it's going to solve many of the world's problems over the long run, it's going to change the entire future of humanity, and ultimately it will end corrupt governments and all their money printing, which is a source of tremendous evil on our planet. Imagine if the people of the world adopted a money system, a digital money system, that couldn't be nefariously manipulated by the governments, where they can't just print another $1 trillion and then spend it however they want. You know, send it to the weapons companies to build more bombs for Ukraine. Or they can't print their own money and have their own bribes and kickbacks and fraud and money laundering like the Biden family and the Clintons and who knows what else before that. Imagine a system of global honest money where it's fair. Well, that system exists right now. And again, it starts with Bitcoin, but it's more than Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a starting point. It's the most popular. It's the best known. It's the easiest to get into and out of. But there are other coins that have far better properties in terms of speed, you know, transaction speed, transaction cost, scalability, and most importantly, privacy. And that's the emphasis of this entire docuseries is privacy. What if you had like almost the perfect Bitcoin, but it was private so that nobody could spy on you? Nobody could see your wallet. Nobody could see how you're spending your money. Because, you know, on Bitcoin, everybody can see that. It's an open book. It's literally a public ledger. So whatever you do in Bitcoin is public knowledge. But what if you had a private wallet that nobody could see and that all transactions are private mathematically, that there are no wallet IDs even stored on the blockchain? What if you could hold money and save money that no one could steal from you, no one could confiscate, no one could even locate, no one can find it? What if you could store the wallet in your mind by simply memorizing 24 words and that you could recreate the wallet on any computer system by memorizing just typing in those 24 words. That's your wallet. It's the most portable private digital money system ever in the history of the planet. What if that system existed? Well, it does. It does exist. It exists right now. And I'm in the process of getting out of the fiat system. And to my horror, it's taking a while because there are all these banking limits on what they allow you to do. Oh, you transferred too much. Too many wires, you flagged our fraud department. We don't know what you're doing. You know, they want to interrogate you and ask you to prove who you are and what you're doing. It's none of your damn business, freaking bankers. I'm leaving the banks. I'm moving into the crypto economy, which some of you might find surprising to hear because I was very critical of cryptocurrency for many years. I mean, a long time. I was critical. Yeah, I was really turned off by a lot of the hype and all the crap coins and all the rug pulls and all that crap. And some of that still exists, of course. But what I see now is a level of maturity and practicality that I did not see before. And now in the post-COVID era, where the banks are going insane with authoritarianism and limits and bank failures and bail-ins and bank freezes that are coming, and the U.S. government is going insane with money printing. I mean, this is, frankly, Congress is the greatest sales team for cryptocurrency. And if you're watching them just say, print trillions more. And if you're not getting out of that system, man, you're going to be caught with your pants down around your ankles. I can't tell you what to do. So for myself, I'm getting out of the system. It's a rigged system that is going to collapse and it's going to destroy everything in it. The value of the dollar is going to zero, but I'm exiting that system and I'm getting into, like I said before, gold and silver and crypto. That's it. That's my retirement. That's my savings. That's what I'm holding, gold and silver and crypto. And crypto, of course, is privacy-oriented digital coins that can be sent and received easily, you know, fast, low-cost transactions, borderless, global, and you can hide it in your head by memorizing 24 words. So that's what I'm doing. When the fiat currency system collapses, my goal is to have no exposure. Although I don't think I'll be able to achieve that entirely, but I will reduce my exposure dramatically. I will have very, very limited exposure because the value that I'm going into, the systems I'm going into, gold and silver and crypto, will still be viable when the dollar collapses. They will still be viable when the dollar collapses. And I won't have banks lording over me telling what I can and cannot do with my own money. Aren't you tired of that? I'm tired of that. Aren't you tired of being flagged as a terrorist or a possible terrorist just because you're moving money around, perfectly legal money that you already even paid taxes on it, you earned it fair and square, it's in your bank, and then you want to do something with it and your bank treats you like a criminal. Like, how dare you want your money back? All right, that's insane. So I've been using these crypto wallets. I've got the Monero wallet, I've got Cake wallet, Atomic wallet, Exodus wallet, and of course the Epic Cash wallet. I've been using all these wallets. They're so much easier than the banking system. There's no comparison. The banks are a nightmare compared to using crypto. Crypto is the easiest thing in the world to send and receive and to spend with some merchants if they accept it. The only hard part about crypto is converting fiat to crypto or crypto to fiat. So kind of the one-time move of getting into crypto is more difficult, or getting out of crypto into fiat is also somewhat, well, I mean, it's not crazy difficult, but it's just a little inconvenient. You have to sell it on an exchange and then get fiat and then have them wire that back, you know, to a bank or something. But why would you want to do that? Why? Okay, maybe you need to pay for something in fiat. I get it. But if you could avoid doing that, keep your assets out of the banking system, then you would maintain control. And if they're in privacy coins, then they can't even surveil you. So it's almost a no-brainer at this point. It's almost a no-brainer. And yeah, there could be some price volatility in crypto. But like I've said before, crypto prices go up and down, up and down. Dollars just go down, 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 down. Every day, losing value. Every day, grocery prices going up. Why would you want to hold a currency that's just guaranteed to lose value every day? That's the dollar. That's the euro. That's the yen. That's the Canadian dollar. That's the Australian dollar. It's going to lose value every day. You know, on average, the trend line is losing value every day. None of those fiat currencies are ever going to be worth more. The governments aren't going to contract the money supply and make your money more valuable. No, they're going to make your money less valuable. You're going to lose value every single day in fiat currency. So the choice is pretty darn obvious at this point. I'm making that choice. A lot of other people are making that choice. And even some of us who were very reluctant at first to consider this choice, because I've been, you know, a gold guy for a long time. And gold is, I mean, everything that I've said about gold is absolutely true. It is rock solid. It's an element. It's going to be here forever. It's going to outlast the rise and fall of civilizations. Gold will always have value, and so will silver. Always, always will have value. And gold and silver work even when the power grid goes down, even in an EMP attack, or whatever, you know, nuclear war. So gold and silver always do have a place in your portfolio. But for money that you want to be able to move, send and receive or carry with you, needs to be portable, needs to be near liquid. I've come to the conclusion that that's crypto. And if I'm going to choose a crypto, I'm going to choose privacy-oriented crypto, just to be clear. And among privacy-oriented crypto, you know, the number that meet all the requirements is very small. There's really only two on my list that I think are worth, you know, strongly using, and that's Monero and Epic Cash, by the way. I know there are other currencies have some privacy features and things like that, like part-time privacy, you know, like Zcash, part-time privacy. There are problems with some other coins and some, you know, there are some rug pulls out there, but the currency that I admire the most in terms of its properties are Monero and Epic Cash. Now, Neither one of those has the market capitalization of Bitcoin. So both of those have more market pricing volatility. And nothing's guaranteed in crypto, by the way. You know, crypto, it could crash 50%. It could. It could go up. It could go down. But like I said, dollars are going to go down every day. You can count on that. I'd rather be in a world where there's some upside and some downside, and probably more of the world, more people are going to move into crypto over time, which means there's going to be more value and more utility in the crypto space over time. I now see that clearly. I didn't see it at first. It took me a while. Now I can't unsee it. I can't unsee it. It's like, oh my gosh, this has been so obvious. Makes me wonder why it took me so long to see it. But again, I was annoyed by all the hype and everything for all these years. I'm still annoyed by hypesters. Like, anybody comes on and says, oh, buy this, it's going to go to the moon. You're going to make back, you know, 5,000x. Like, okay, forget it. I don't want to hear from those people. I want something that just works. I just want utility. I just want something that would hold value on average. I don't even care if it goes up. I just want it to work as private digital money. That's my entire expectation of the system. Not speculation, not increasing value, just that it works as private digital money that's not confiscatable, it's not trackable, no surveillance. You know, it's under your control. You decide what to do with it. That's all I want. And that already exists in the privacy coin. So anyway, watch for more announcements about this upcoming series. It's called The Power of Private Money. And it's a 7-part series, probably maybe 7 or 8 hours total time, maybe up to 9. I don't know. It's going to start running the week of June 24th at brightu.com. which is Brighton University. It's a free documentary. You just register and you can watch the whole thing for free. And I think you'll learn a lot. And I will definitely enjoy sharing this analysis with you. So hope to see you there. Thanks for listening. Take care.